Hi, welcome to an update on some brand new ways to look at art through the eyes of people who have very different lives than our own. Closing today at Modern Art Oxford is Shadow Light Artists, a group of artists that have been together since 2009. They do have a shared experience in that they experience some form of disability. I hadn't realised this whilst looking at the work, and it's amazing to see that they're having the recognition they deserve, for their art needs no explanation. The work is displayed over two sites, both Modern Art Oxford on Pembroke Street and the Old Fire Station. The show includes performance work. In fact, Richard Hunt won a prize just last year, the Shape Open Award for Disability Arts. And this was the first time an artist with a learning disability won the award. And Russell Highsmith became the first writer with a learning disability to have a play produced on stage in the UK in the same year. So really, this shows a huge resurgence in us being inclusive as artists and art viewers, and really expanding our own vocabulary with how we look at art. There's an amazing piece by an artist with Down syndrome that involves pebbles or stones or rocks being painted in a unique way that's reflected by the rock itself. For example, one was the shape of a wheelbarrow and was painted that way. And also some of the stones became a sort of experience of a song for the artist, and so this was noted down on the stone too. The rocks are arranged in an installation with the sea being projected onto a backcloth behind it. And this work really just held my attention because it was evocative of objects having their own lives, that we may be dismissive of hoarders, but in fact objects do have their own stories. And they absorb memories, and they are part of our world. So, in addition to Richard Hunt's work, there's also animations that are also interspersed with documentaries about how work was made. And one of the artists, Lucy Skuse's work, blends video installation with almost sculpture. She recreates construction and a domestic environment. And we see her sitting up out of a chair and adjusting a fan. And whilst this seems a really simple act, it is created in a world of great complexity, artistically wise. And it was interesting to notice visitors to the gallery spending time with this piece and becoming part of her world as they walk around this window. But seeing it take shape on the film was really resonant of how our worlds are created around us. There was also animation done by Tom Breach, which was autobiographical experience plus fantasy with a marvellous humour. And there seemed to be a real genius of content behind each piece, but the artists have a really refreshingly different journey to get to this. And this made me look a lot deeper and stay a lot longer than I would otherwise have done. So, the play that's attached to this exhibition is called Singles Night. It's by Russell Highsmith. It's on at the Old Fire Station, Oxford. The synopsis is, life is happening, love is all around. Emma and James are flatmates. They've been friends forever and looking for their fairy tale ending. And I think this really sums up how this art resonates. Looking for a fairy tale ending. And actually, when you don't have it, maybe that's when the real, true fairy tale ending happens. And this connects too with the journey I'm having with the Eyes Wide Open experience of delving deeper into what do I want, being honest and aligning myself with the passions I have inside. And linking with that, that word passion does seem to be very important in art. Because one of the photographers had a passion for art, for sunsets, and collected 255 and created a palette of sunsets. And he mentioned with such innocence and honesty, just simply that sunsets were one of his passions. And it's just that honesty of being able to say what our life is about, what our passion is. So I'm really indebted to Mark Hemsworth pieces. For him, it's a departure into large-scale print works. And this collection of images, part of a passion, and that's definitely the word that I'm moving on with. Maybe we'll collect images and create the worlds that we want to see. So however you're spending your week, I hope the images around you continue to serve you well and to bring to you the experiences that you want to create. If you have enjoyed this, please do share and leave me a comment and click subscribe. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.